Welcome to episode 21 of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays and TSP.live. Wow, it was quite the unprecedented tournament. I think I've used the word unprecedented several times over the past 2 weeks of tournament action, watching the public game after game, taking public dogs. Obviously, they're the public, so they're going to take a dog that's a public dog. But they're hitting these teams, and not only are they getting the cover, which would be interesting, but they're getting the outright money line cash. Not to mention, they don't even have to sweat for it. These public dogs are coming in and just blowing out the chalks early. 3, 4, 5 minutes into the game, the dogs are in control, and they really are never sitting behind at all for a second after that point. NC State in the Elite Eight was a perfect example. Yes, Duke didn't have a lead at the half, so that was one of those where NC State was kind of competitive early, but Duke did take a lead into the half, and really all they had to do was score 2 points in the second half, more than NC State did, they would have got the cover. But the way NC State played in the second half, just that relentless no-give-up attitude, gets them the cover, gets them the outright win, gets the public some serious, serious money on the money line that they put on NC State, plus the spread. Then you have UConn. Public was hammering UConn, just decimates Illinois. So I've seen public runs in the tournament, I should say. I discussed that back a couple episodes ago as we got into the tournament. So right before the tournament, March 15th, I had an episode out. I said, watch out for the public because they do get their runs in March Madness. But in 31 years of doing this, the public would get their runs, but the books and the sharps always had a bigger and better run in the tournament. Now, the tournament isn't over yet. We do have the Final Four this weekend. We have the championship game on Monday. And it is in such a situation that because the money volume is going to be so huge on the Final Four, so massive on Championship Monday, that the books could come back here. They could get a strong performance in the Final Four in the championship game to net a very nice return on the tournament. The key is getting UConn to lose at some point. So whether they lose in the Final Four, they lose in the championship game, getting UConn to lose and getting all that futures money, like they collected all that futures money for teams like Houston and North Carolina, but getting all that UConn futures money, that's really going to pad their bottom line. So whether it's the Final Four or the championship game, UConn's got to go. That'll be a big gain for the books. And if the books kill these markets where the books get the sides and the totals in the Final Four and they get the side and the total on Championship Monday, they'll actually work out a nice profit. So it's important to see where the public is going to be this weekend, where the sharps are going to be, and then what happens on Championship Monday. And of course, TSP.live and the sharp plays, free and paid content, will be there to cover every aspect and angle of it. Now, with all that being said, where is the public this weekend? Well, we have, here's your game lines for the Final Four. Purdue -9, the total's 146.5. UConn -11.5, total's 161.5. In the Purdue game, everybody is hammering NC State again. And I mean hammering. The money line is completely laughable in terms of how much money is on NC State as big of a dog as they are. The money is just hammering NC State money line. You'd never see something like this in a Final Four game. The book needs Purdue. They need Purdue to win, but they also need Purdue to cover. That would be a massive gain for them if they could get Purdue to take out NC State. On the total, it's pretty mixed right now. Total money has been coming in late, so we'll see where the total money comes in on this one. But it really comes down to the side. Got to get NC State out. Purdue's got to win in a blowout and get the cover. On the other game, it's not as big of a need as I expected it would be, but I think that could pick up as the week goes along. But of course, the book is going to need UConn to lose. So thereby, the book is going to need a very, very big performance from Alabama. If Alabama can get the outright win in the Final Four, beautiful. Books are sitting very pretty going into Championship Monday. Question is, can they get it? Again, total is mixed just like the other ones. Nothing really clear yet on the total, but it's going to come down to getting Alabama outright and getting Purdue in a blowout. We'll see if that happens, but that could turn this whole tournament for the books. So again, keep an eye on those games and continue reporting as we go along. For this week's bonus selection for the GoFastAndWin.com portfolio, I'm going to go with 0.17 units on Georgia, plus the 4 over Seton Hall. That's 0.17 units on Georgia, plus the 4 over Seton Hall to win you 0.15 units. I'm looking at this game, and I feel that there's just too many people going with Seton Hall. It looks too obvious. I'm not really fading the public on this one, although the public is strong on Seton Hall. But my reason for liking it is it just seems too easy. Seton Hall has looked very strong. They looked dominant in that beatdown that they did on UNLV. And now they're only laying 4 to Georgia, who's kind of been overlooked along the way here. It seems too short. I'll take a shot at it. It's hardly a lock like any wager. But I'm going to go with it. Seton Hall to lose outright to Georgia, but I'll take Georgia plus the points. So Georgia plus 4 for 0.17 units to win 0.15 units. That's for the GoFastAndWin.com portfolio and your bonus podcast selection for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. That'll do it for me on this episode. Enjoy the Final Four. Enjoy Championship Monday, and I'll see you back here next week. Your best buddy, Fake Morgan Freeman, is wishing you all the best of luck.